time to join Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome. She brings us the Vatican Week in review. So welcome back, Joan.
Hey, it's great to be here, but I can tell you I didn't have to walk here today or take a bus. I was blown all the way. I mean, this is the kind of wind, it's freezing outside, but this is the kind of wind that only an America's Cup sailor could be happy with. But we have something this morning that we haven't had in a long time, and that is sunshine. It's been an amazing week of weather. But since we don't have too much time, we have to get right to the news, not the weather. And
we're going to start with baptism.
Yeah,
that's a nice way to start, isn't it?
It's a nice way to start one's life, and it's a nice way to start the report of the week. The Holy Father last Sunday did baptize 20 babies. They're all children of Vatican employees. Pope Benedict started that particular aspect of the baptisms because the popes have been doing that for a long time on the feast of the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan. And it was Benedict who decided, kind of made life easier really for himself and the Vatican, to baptize only children of Vatican employees. And so there were 20, 11 girls and 9 boys, including twin boys. So it's very interesting. The Mass, of course, is at the celebrated altar in the Sistine Chapel. And but the font used to baptize the babies was first used last year. And it was a special font created by an architect with the advice of a theologian. It was a very colorful, interesting ceremony because the people assisting the father were his newly ordained secretary, newly ordained as an archbishop, Georg Ganschwein, and the other papal secretary, Alfred Schwereb, the pope's doctor, and of course the master of liturgical ceremony. So it's always a wonderful ceremony whether you have 1 or 20 babies.
Oh, just little infants. The Sistine Chapel. Can you imagine baptized in the Sistine Chapel?
Just sitting baptized in the Sistine Chapel by the Pope, I guess it doesn't get any better than that. And the Holy Father gave each newly baptized baby a golden bas-relief, which depicted Virgin and Child on one side and his personal crest on the other side. And his remarks on baptism, as just about everything he says, of course, were so beautiful and so special. You say to yourself, how can the Holy Father say anything new about baptism? And he always finds a way. And he said in particular that through baptism, the children baptized today will be profoundly united and for all time with Jesus and immersed in the mystery of his power, the mystery of his death, which is the source of life, in order to participate in his resurrection and to be reborn to new life. And I loved it when the Pope said, "The heavens have also opened over your children," and God says, "These are my children in whom I am well pleased." And then, of course, later that morning at the Angelus, the Pope recalled the fact that he had baptized several children in the Sistine Chapel, and he said he extended his blessing and prayers to all newborns. The Holy Father also mentioned that day marked the celebration of the International Day for Migrants and Refugees. So a very interesting and beautiful Sunday, certainly for many special families of those children. Monday, the Holy Father received members of the General Inspectorate of Public Safety in the Vatican, as he always does at the start of the new year. And now previously over the weekend, he had received members of the Vatican gendarmes and firemen. And of course, he thanks them for all their work, their commitment during the year. So much of what they do is kind of behind the scenes as well. And he thanked them for taking care of all those visitors who come to meet the successor of Peter and visit the tomb of the Prince of the Apostles. Oh, the Pope also thanked the members of the inspectorate for the work done on his pastoral visits and apostolic trips to Italy. And of course, these are also the police that take care of St. Peter's Square. They have an interesting new little vehicle I saw this week when I went in the square to photograph the nativity scene of the Vatican, which is an awesome thing. We could dedicate a show to that. And if only we had video as well as audio, it'd be a lot of fun. The rest of the week was actually fairly quiet for the Holy Father. Wednesday, of course, he had the general audience. He spoke about the Christmas season, which of course is still ongoing, but actually for many ends with the baptism of our Lord, which, as we said, was last Sunday. Although, to interrupt myself here, the Vatican Christmas scene and tree in St. Peter's Square, that part of the Vatican celebration of Christmas is up and stays with us until February 2nd, the feast of the presentation of Jesus in the temple. So if the official liturgical season is the baptism of Christ, we still add a few weeks to that and keep trees and nativity scenes up. But Wednesday, back to the audience, the Holy Fathers talked about the mystery of the Incarnation as the culmination of God's gradual self-revelation to Israel. He said, God shows us his face, but his face as we see it in Jesus, his son. It was interesting, or this week, I mean, at the audience, the U.S. Defense Secretary was in the front row of visitors who get to receive shake the Pope's hand and receive his blessing, and the Pope did thank him for trying to keep peace in the world. And the
You're a real Vatican watcher. You don't miss out on these things.
No, of course not. And so he is the outgoing defense secretary and is in Europe to make a trip and say goodbye to allies and talk about some of the events and ongoing conflicts in the world. Then we move to Thursday. The Pope received an ecumenical delegation from the Lutheran Church of Finland during their pilgrimage to Rome on the occasion of the feast of St. Henry of Uppsala. And he's the patron saint of Finland, and this group does come every year to the Vatican. And it's very significant because the visit came just a day before Friday when, of course, the week of prayer for Christian unity began.
This delegation, I think, comes every year. And also, I'd like to add that St. Henry is of English origin.
Oh, well, you know, I thought so. I thought that was the same, Henry. I meant to research that before I came today. So thank you for filling that in. So basically, in many respects, a quiet week, just the usual events, the papal event Sunday, the Angelus, the weekly audience, and then the scattering of other audiences throughout the week. And obviously, a lot of events scheduled in Rome this week for the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. My own parish, Santa Susanna, is involved in many meetings with other churches in Rome, Catholic and non-Catholic Christian. And then, of course, next week we'll be talking about the Holy Father's prayers and liturgy at St. Paul's Outside the Walls when we conclude the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. There's always a general theme for this Week of Prayer, and then each day has its own kind of sub-theme based on the general theme. Hopefully people getting together in churches all around the world to pray for this unity, one of the great goals of Benedict, as it has been, as it was, for John Paul and all their predecessors.
Thank you very much, Jen.
See you next week.
And you were listening there to Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome, for her series, Joan Knows.